लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today we are going back to the fans and I'm staying here in Germany. I'm speaking with a German lady, but we decided that we talk in English for you guys, that you understand it. So I'm saying hello and welcome to my podcast to Vicky from Vertiverse. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So normally we can discuss this podcast now in German, but I think a lot of people would be kind of disappointed if we would talk in German. But to be honest, we spoke before 2 hours in German, no, without recording, so no BTS. But we are now talking about the real vertical stuff. And the first question I'm always asking fans is, when did you this whole vertical world enter and why?
I found verticals in August 2023.
So very early, like I did?
Yes. Yes. I watched the one with Casey Esser first. Was super mad because it's super expensive and they didn't have subscriptions at that time. So I actually paid for a lot of coins because I needed to know how it finishes. And yeah, I was not patient enough to collect coins every day and only watch bits of it. So I spent the money and was super mad and decided never again.
How, did you get trapped? I am always saying trapped by an advertising on Facebook, TikTok, or where did they get your attention for this vertical?
Facebook, actually. It was Facebook. And after that, I was able to stay away for 3 months. And then my boyfriend split up. And I saw the first advertising again. And I was instantly in and never able to leave again.
I think if the trap once got you, you know, my first intention was, I got trapped by a real shot advertising on Facebook for breaking the ice. No, that's not right. For My Double Life of the Billionaire Husband with Jared Harper on real short.
Yeah.
I got trapped by that. And I thought after buying a weekly membership of real short, I watched all the series which were published till this point. I thought, okay, now I've watched every series. So I'm finished with this app. It's done. And then I saw the point coming soon and was like, there are new shows? Really? I thought I'm finished everything here. Yeah. And then later, if you saw one ad, you get always another ads. And then I saw there on other platforms and it was over.
Yes.
For me, my bank account and my time, it was over with this.
Yeah. That's exactly the same story for me.
What was the first vertical you saw with Casey? Classic CEO billionaire werewolf one? Or no, what was it?
Werewolf. Faded to my forbidden alpha.
Because I didn't watch the werewolf and vampire stuff first because I thought kind of creepy. What the heck is that? Okay, so you started with the werewolf one.
Yes. The one with Jared Harper was the second I watched.
The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband.
Yes. Yes.
That was a good one. But
Yeah. I have a question now for you. When you started round about my time also, do you have also the impression that the storylines from the earlier verticals were better than now? And yes. not so full of this whole, sorry for saying that, vertical trope shit that is needed yes. in stories now?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I can't remember in the early verticals that there was so much violence and stuff.
There wasn't. There was sometimes slapping, and they also had those banquet humiliations, yeah. but not this excessive, because we have verticals now. They are one big banquet hall situation from the very first scene to the very last one.
Yeah.
And it's only bullying throughout the whole vertical, and that's something you didn't have. You had the banquet scene, you knew, okay, maybe we have now 4 or 5 episodes where we have this humiliation, maybe several slaps, but then it was done.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could manage that.
Yeah, it's also the same with the miscarriage stuff. In the early verticals, you never see that a woman was beaten up until she miscarried.
Yeah.
So I don't, and to be honest, these first shows were also hits. I don't understand why the storyline needs lately so much violence to get maybe a hit.
Yeah, I don't get that either. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's more than horrible. So. Your first one was a werewolf one. The second one, Double Life of the Billionaire Husband. So the first classic hidden identity billionaire CEO stuff. Which one did you like more?
I think I would like both equally. I don't have a preferred trope.
Okay.
I like all kinds. It depends on my mood. Sometimes I have the longing for like
a mafia one.
Yes. Yes. So, sometimes mafia ones are usually darker.
Yeah.
Like you expect that someone gets slapped.
Yeah.
And it's like a stand-in for, I would like to slap the one customer I had today, but I can't. Yeah. Let's watch a vertical that will manage that for me. And that. So I like every trope, but yeah, I think I pretty much like enemies to lovers. That's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
Mafia as well.
Yeah. I loved the vampire ones, but lately they're getting less.
Yes. Yes.
And we had so many good vampire ones.
Indeed. And they didn't sparkle.
Yeah. So how many apps do you actually have on your smartphone? Roundabout.
40. Might be more.
Yeah. And how many subscriptions actually?
Right now, 5.
All yearly ones?
Yearly, yes. All of them.
Okay, so on which platform you have the yearly ones?
Candy Jar, Drama Box, Drama Wave, Dorty TV, and the one app I always forget.
Biglu?
No. Damn it.
Yeah, okay. To be honest, there are so many platforms. It's not bad to forget one.
Yeah.
I can't even remember all the names of the platforms I have on my smartphone.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, you know. And which one you prefer to watch?
Candy Jar.
Yeah, another point for Candy Jar. Like in the all other, mostly Candy Jar or Drama Pops are the most loved apps when I'm asking always, What fascinates you on Candy Jar, or what do you like on Candy Jar?
They always have unique content. They started to make second or even fourth episodes, like The Arrangement.
Yeah.
I so love that they continued the story because I actually know the book.
Yeah.
And it was so much missing for me when they stopped after one vertical. And there are some verticals where they had a second one where some were okay, some were not.
Yeah.
But they always have unique content, like Boardroom Attraction. It's nothing like the other CEO things you've seen on the other platforms, or the new one with Tyler Scherer, where he plays hockey. Why did you have to be a hockey star? It's nothing like the hockey verticals you know from the other platforms. Yeah. And it's
the classic sporty ones.
Yeah. And they have the book section as well.
Yeah.
So they always have the possibility for new stories.
I love that they are doing a lot of based on books. Because as you said, normally then it's not containing the typical vertical tropes where you are so overload lately, because a lot of the other apps are dropping only this classic storyline. For example, with this whole sport of verticals, the storyline was always the same. The only thing that changed was the sport.
Yes.
One was a tennis one, one was a hockey one was a football one. But the storyline was nearly in every vertical the same.
Yeah. If you know one, you know all.
that's true. And as you said, Candy Jar is the only platform which publishes more than one part lately.
Yes.
And did you know that they are based in Germany?
Yes.
Good quality always comes from Germany. Let's say that as the German as the German episode, we can be proud. But to be honest, I don't understand that they are not shooting verticals in Germany, actually.
Same. Yeah. I really would love to see verticals made in Germany, actually made in Germany, like Formula One or other stuff like racing, motorcycles, and that stuff, because we have the fucking Autobahn. I'm sorry.
Yeah, action verticals would be so great shot in Germany.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's something I grew up with on TV. Like
for Cobra 11.
Exactly.
Yay! Exactly. That's a German TV show. It was called Alarm für Cobra 11. It was about what the two detectives, or what were they? Police officers?
Yes. Two police officers in usually a BMW, for everyone who's wondering how to say BMW in German.
Yeah, a BMW.
And they had drug lords. Yeah, usually they crashed at least one car during the entire episode.
Driving so fast over the Autobahn. There was always the driving, racing adrenaline on the show.
Yeah.
Every exactly. Thursday, 8:15, you had to watch Alarm for Cobra 11. That was...
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And as I spoke with Richard Schauer, he wants to do action one. So maybe we can get up the first cast for this. But to be honest, have you seen the first casting calls for verticals in Germany?
I've seen a screenshot from UFA that they are searching, but they want to do the vertical with influencers.
Only influencers with a lot of followers, and the acting skill wasn't important. And I see a lot of potential in the German vertical market, to be honest. But if they will do it that way, they will destroy the market before it even had a chance to grow here in Germany.
Yes.
So, okay, so I will ask you, what can we do about that?
Make candy jar bigger?
I think, have you ever noticed when you are Google here in Germany, vertical or a description for verticals in German language, you won't really find anything in Google? Only yes. Two articles and nothing else? So maybe we should found a German information section, because we are both so deep in this vertical shit for now more than 2.5 years, nearly.
Yes.
No, 3 years. It's getting the three. Yeah, we are in the third year of doing that.
Yeah.
So when did you found your Vertiverse Instagram page, and what is it about this page? What's your, let's say, goal? Running this,
the page Vertiverse was created in May, I think, 25.
Mm-hmm.
But I started with the list in 24, but I had it on my private account. Like, I didn't post much. I had the list and I sent the link if someone asked me to, and my list or spreadsheet is, yeah, I have like one tab per actor or actress, and I list all the verticals they start in, including the apps where you can find them.
Mm-hmm.
Example, like Cayman Cardiff's fandom has pictures, which verticals he has and on which platform they were released.
Mm-hmm.
But several of those verticals have been sold to other platforms as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know yourself, you only can have so much apps on your phone.
Yeah.
And maybe the first release was on one app you don't have and you don't want to download it just because of this one vertical.
Yeah.
So I kind of keep track if a vertical appears on another app and put this in my list as well. So people have the opportunity to see if they can watch the vertical in another app.
Hmm.
And I have more than 200 actors right now in this list.
How did you get this all this information? I mean,
research.
For me, it's really hard to say, for example, Casey Esser told me he lately did 51 verticals. So how did you get this information about all these verticals? When I'm searching sometimes on which platform a show is running, I get really angry because it's sometimes really shitty hard to find this information, because maybe on IMDb it's not
yeah.
to see. So how did you get this information?
Yeah, mostly IMDb. When I set the page up for the first time, I only use IMDb. And then it's just someone tells me, or I see it in one of the apps I have, that there is an upcoming vertical, like with Casey Esser, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noted I have a spreadsheet, which is only on my computer, offline, not online. Mm-hmm. And I make notes when the vertical will be released, and I at least try to at this done on this date to the list, which everyone can access.
Okay, so we knew that there are dropping lately so many new actors.
Yes.
So you will add them all to your list from time to time?
I work every day on that list, yes.
How much time does that need?
More than I have.
Let's not forget, you are a mom, you have to run a household, you have to go working, and you're doing that in your free time.
Yes.
Why did you decide to start this list? What was the intention to do it?
The first intention was to keep track of the verticals I would like to watch, because I kept forgetting on which platform they are,
yeah.
on which app. So this list started with like maybe 10 actors, the ones I like the most.
Which one are they? Which actors do you like the most, for example? Yeah.
This list is way too long today.
Okay, let's say, what's your top three in actress and actress?
Can we make two?
Yeah.
On number two is Mark Vega, and my number one is Teek Satana.
Yeah, totally understandable. And ladies?
Yeah.
Which ladies?
Mariah Moss.
Oh yeah, she's great.
Yes, she's the whole package. She's super beautiful. I today wrote she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
I'm sure she gets blushed.
Daughter, I need to say that my daughters are super beautiful, but this is another level. And she's intelligent. She can act. She is kind. If you ride with her, she has kind words. She doesn't ignore you, because I experienced that some actors just don't communicate with you. And she's just amazing. So amazing. And the whole package. Just the whole package.
And she has such a wide range in acting. If you see the shows she did, it was sometimes so difficult, different roles. But she nailed every role. I never had seen a really bad vertical of her, to be honest.
Yeah, never. Like Love and Blood. I'm still flashed. And I mean, when did this drop? I think in August.
September. It was September.
Yeah. And it's January now. I'm still flashed because, wow. She can be so evil, like not herself, but she can portray evil, and Keira Wisely as well. Mm. And Keira Wisely would be in my top 10 for sure. Yeah, number two. She's number two because she actually dances ballet. And I really have a thing for ballet. And I watched, I think, 3 verticals now, and she was in not one of them, which annoys me because she can actually dance.
But I saw lately she was putting on her ballet shoes and preparing for a new show.
Yes.
You see that? So there is still hope that we will see her in a ballet one. But to be honest, I liked her as the mermaid in the vertical with Casey Esser.
Yeah, that was amazing too.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, we have a lot of great actors and actresses sometimes. Yeah. But lately there are so many. That's why I'm asking how you get updated the list.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's a full-time job nearly, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I have the subscriber chats. I'm in... at the moment, 5 subscriber chats. And there usually is always someone. Oh, did you know Mark Vega just had the new one on Candy Jar? Or in the subscriber chat from Shane Davis, they are super hyped because you can now watch the trailer for the BDSM one Shane did. And so on that way, I know there will be a new one soon for Shane Davis. And usually the people in the subscriber chats are not only a fan of the one we're subscribed to, but to several actors. And on this way, I get a lot of verticals or to the actors' stories.
What is needed in a vertical that you switch it on and watch it?
Usually the names. It's,
really title ones? Really?
No, the names of the actors, not the vertical names.
Okay, I was just a bit confused.
No.
The titles? Yeah.
The titles are very often something that keep me away.
What keeps you away? What is needed in a title that you are saying, I don't think I want to watch that one?
Gynecologist?
Yeah, okay, to be honest, I was a bit surprised also about this title. But for example, I always, one title comes into my mind about stupid titles. It was the one with Nick Ritchie and Kalen Paluso. It was the My Ex's Uncles Puts Quadruplets in Me.
In Me, yes.
What a shit title. Sorry for that.
Yes.
No way. Although I watched it because it was with Nick Ritchie and Kalen Paluso, but the titles are a big problem.
Yes, Nick is amazing. I watched that too. And those verticals were my teacher to not judge the book by the cover.
Yeah.
But honestly, the one with the gynecologist just is with Eric and with Fabian. And I mean, as a German viewer, I need to watch Fabian.
We need to love Fabian because he is German. So, yeah.
Exactly. And he's adorable. But honestly, it was like, okay, deep breath. Do I really, watch this one now? I did watch, but it was difficult to not have this constantly in mind.
Some titles are so ridiculous. And do you watch the trailers and decide then if you watch the whole vertical or what is your, let's say, style to select in watching?
I don't search for the trailer. If there is a trailer, I watch it. And that is very often the deal breaker where I say, okay, no. Like Ben Taylor got one on Drama Box right now. And I usually like Ben Taylor, but I've seen the trailer and I knew instantly, okay, I wouldn't finish this one. So I won't bother at all.
Yeah.
And yeah, but if I didn't see a vertical, a trailer to the vertical, and there's an actor in it I want to watch, then I give it a try.
Yeah.
So I don't search for them, but yeah, I see them pretty often when I watch the stories on Instagram.
Yeah, makes sense. Are you a fan of some special lead pairs? Where you say, whoa, this lead pair. For example, when we spoke about Mariah Moss, I really liked all the verticals she did with Life After That because I really like the chemistry. Lately, the Christmas one was so great again.
I just watched that yesterday.
The Christmas one?
Yes.
It was so
cute. And I said to a friend of mine, they have so much chemistry. This is so amazing, the chemistry they both have with each other. But Mariah, I think she's like special because she has with almost everyone very good chemistry. Like Sam Myerson, they have amazing chemistry.
Also with Noah, finally.
Yes. But what I like most with Mariah and Sam Myerson is the amount of, oh my God, she managed to get out of it.
Yeah, that's true. Do you like also the BTS stuff, which is published on the...
Absolutely.
I love the BTS stuff. Sometimes more absolutely. Like the vertical.
Yeah, absolutely. I've just seen BTS like 2 days ago from, I think it was Drama Pops. And I shared the story and literally wrote, please, more BTS. This is so hilarious.
Yeah.
Especially bloopers.
Yeah, it's true. You know, the thing is, I get it. They have a lot of stress and busy schedule and something like that on set, so they don't have every day the time to post BTS. But for example, I really love the BTS of Danny Farber when he posts some BTS because that's always so funny. Or Tyler Schreier because they are always dancing on set.
Yeah.
So for me, I really love this BTS stuff to see. You spoke about the vertical with Shane Davis and the BDSM stuff. What do you think about this type of verticals? They popped up lately last year. I think from the summer on, you saw the first BDSM stuff. Do you like watching these verticals, or kind of sometimes creepy or silly? Or
I don't mind them. It's a trope, like the others as well. Some of them are creepy. Yeah. But like Ryan Larson has one, breaking into the CEO's
playroom. Yeah.
Yeah, playroom. And I think that one was pretty good. Yeah. They did that very well. And yeah, I don't mind that they are showing more skin, for example.
But Ryan Larson told me for this one lately that he really prepared himself for this vertical. That he was going in some clubs and see it with his own eyes, because he told me that he wanted to be so good prepared that he doesn't look like silly in this vertical while he's doing this stuff. And I really love that, because in some BDSM, you see exactly that they are trying to do it, but I'm sure everyone who is more into this stuff is watching it and saying, really, you don't know how, any idea how that works in real life, you know?
Yes.
So I think
I'm still with you.
I think it's great, like Ryan did it to be prepared because he wants to be good in this role.
Yes.
But I don't know why they are lately doing a lot of this stuff, BDSM. I don't get it, to be honest.
My best guess would be sex sells.
Yeah, that's true. If you're watching lately what drops with a lot of nudity in the show.
Yes.
Then we are at the point, I don't know what's your opinion about that, but Aline said it in a monthly recap lately. The missing trigger warnings. For example, the show which dropped lately with Nevin Tomic on 12flix, even before the paywall, you see a lot of naked skin without any trigger warning.
Yeah. No, that's definitely missing. They need to put that up, because most of the viewers are women.
Yeah,
and women tend to have kids.
Yeah.
So what if my kid thinks, oh, mom's phone, amazing. What is she watching? Oh, she's watching naked woman.
Yeah, kind of porn.
Yeah, exactly. How do you explain a child the difference between those BDSM verticals and a porn?
Yeah.
That's a problem. And there are several verticals. I remember one where the mother told her daughter who just got raped. You didn't see that, but you knew she got raped. And the mother told her to just pull through. And I have experience with rape, not myself, but I know people who experience that. And there was no warning on Real Short. And I wrote to them, that's not acceptable. You need to put up this trigger warning, because I was triggered and I did not experience that.
Yeah. And Kalos TV lately did start with trigger warnings in front of every episode.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that, but all the big platforms, no one else is doing a trigger warning, actually, and that's really shit, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, Realshot put a trigger warning up for that vertical, actually, after I complained, because there was several people. I'm in the, that's how it started with my list. I'm in this group on Facebook from Realshot, like Realshot Insiders Club.
Yeah, and, I'm in there.
Yeah, and I complained there. I made a post and complained, and a lot of people agreed. And after that, one of the admins wrote, "We got your concern, and we're giving it to the department."
Yeah.
And shortly after that, the trigger warning was up.
Yeah, that's good. Because sometimes I have the feeling that some of the platforms don't listen what the audience is saying or wants.
Yeah.
And, and that's sometimes, in my opinion, a really big problem. Because, as you said, a lot of trigger warnings are needed in some storylines. Also, it would be better, in my opinion. We have so many verticals where I, for my experience, need a part two. There were so many unfinished storylines. Holy crap. But I have the feeling that the platforms don't care about that.
Some do. Some do. I actually wrote to Candy Jar before it was renamed. I wrote to them that I've read the book, The Arrangement, and there is so much missing. And I can't remember where it was, because I've seen a part two on another platform, but I wrote that they made a part two to something, and if they could consider making a second part.
And in the end, it were four parts for The Arrangement.
Yes.
But I really liked the storyline. It was so good. It was
absolutely
so good. It was so good. Yeah, you know, what do you think? What will 2026 happen in this vertical space? Or what do you hope for or wish for?
Yeah, I wish for less slapping, no banquet humiliation at all. More diversity, like where is the lesbian couple? I can't remember that I've seen a lesbian couple. We've had several boy love stories, which I really like. Most of them are pretty cute. The one with the Hide You in My Closet, for example, that was amazing.
I loved Pool Boy. That was
that one too. Yeah, that was so amazing.
But it was an interactive one. Do you like the interactive ones?
No.
Me neither. I hate them.
It's almost like dreamy. I'm paying a subscription. Why do you make me have to get more coins when I pay for a subscription?
Exactly.
And I don't like that. That's the reason why I stopped to get subscriptions for Dreamy. Because they always have this early release. And
early access. But lately I saw that they haven't done so many new shows with early access. I think they get it that it's not cool for the audience to have always this early access shit. Because I don't know if you recognize it, but every time when you're watching a show with this early access one, even if you are willing to pay, every episode gets more and more expensive. I think the first episode to drop was 50 coins. The next one was 60 coins. And somewhere you are up to 80 coins per episode. So if I would watch a vertical like that in the end, I think it would be 60 or 70 euros to watch this whole show. Just one show. And that's really ridiculous.
Absolutely. It's the problem is that you see, okay, we have 50 coins and I need to watch 20 more episodes. And then you calculate and decide which package to buy. Mm-hmm. And afterwards you realize you don't have enough coins.
Yeah, that's really silly. So, sorry, yeah. I interrupted you. What are your wishes and you're looking for in 2026 in the vertical space?
Yeah, as I said, more diversity. I really would like to see like a female couple, a white girl with Native American, for example.
Yeah. I think lately a lesbian one dropped with Christine K. Larson, if I'm not wrong.
I think I've seen BTS. Yeah. I'm not sure. I've seen BTS like month ago for the first one, but I didn't see that it's released yet. And I think there isn't a second one in the making. And
yeah, that's true.
We need more of those. I mean, where, for example, African people, we don't have African people in the verticals.
No,
we
only on Candy Jar, some.
Exactly. Yeah. And where are Native Americans?
Yeah, true.
I don't recall ever seeing a Native American in a vertical.
That's true, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And what about the storylines?
Yeah, exactly. And what I also hope is we have some amazing actors that are booked as supporting leads, supporting roles, and like Adam Chisnell or Evan Camacho.
Yeah.
I want to see those guys in leading roles.
I would love to see also, we see a lot of supporting roles from the older actors like Tobias Pruitt, like, I don't know, you know, I'm missing the chances for the, let's say, older actors to get their spotlight because they're always doing so well.
Exactly. They have so much experience and the younger actors could so much learn from them if they have like the leading role.
Yeah.
And they would benefit from that.
Yeah, we saw lately a few verticals with Marriage Over 40 and what the titles were. I don't know. But I'm sure that the platforms are not willing to take the risk with the older act. That sounds so bad, but it's the older actors, because I think the audience is more craving after the classic, you know, abs, good looking, young, hot CEO. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think that would be a problem to get there a bit more spotlight for the older ones.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Indeed. Yeah. I mean, to be real, all the leads we see in those verticals are exceptionally good looking. Yeah. All of them. The villains usually as well.
Yeah.
And
to be honest, I never saw ugly person in a vertical. Tell me if I'm wrong, but no, I never saw a really ugly person in the vertical one.
Not really. I mean, there were not so good looking ones, but you could see that was makeup.
Yeah.
They made them ugly.
Yeah. That's a luxury problem. You have to get makeup to look ugly. I would love to see more plus size.
Yes.
Once. And not this typical shit storyline where they are casting two actors for this XXL stuff and they are using two actors. I really liked the vertical plus size plus love.
I adore this.
There was the whole storyline, the same actress, and she nailed this role so well. And I'd love to see Michael Allen as the supportive character in that, not even bullying once this lady for being a bit oversized.
Yeah.
He was every time so supportive and backing up her, even if she had bad moments about how she's looking. I really love this vertical once.
Yeah.
I would see.
And her name is Kelsey Smoot.
Kelsey, yeah. She's also a new one, yeah. I really love this one. It's like, it's also, there was a candy jar vertical, what was the name, Kylie, where she was also a plus size actor. But I really love to see more of that and more down to earth storylines. Because I can ask you now for your opinion. I spoke with Jeff Violet, and Jeff Violet did a vertical about a dating app, you know, the billionaire matchmaker ones.
Yes.
I was wondering why there are so less verticals about this online dating stuff. You know, it's so common for a lot of people in the daily use to use a dating app. And there were so less verticals with that theme in it. I don't get it, because I think that would be also a really well doing vertical.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the one with Mark Puntarelli and the salad.
Exactly.
The salad never dies. Yeah, right. I love that vertical. I really love that. And I don't understand that either. Or Jeff also had a vertical where I think it was Mariah Moss, where she touched someone and she knew who the...
How long they have to live? How many days do you have left?
She touched the people and could see who the soulmate is.
Yeah, but Mariah also did this one, didn't she? Where she can see how many days were left to live in the person's life. I'm sure she
did. I remember something like that.
That was also a great storyline.
Yeah. Yeah.
More exactly who the
supernatural
was. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like more vampire, more supernatural stuff. That's not werewolf, because we had our fair share. Yeah. We can agree that Cayman Cardiff and Eric Dilmet need to have their finish. So we know who's the best.
A big show of two of them together with a fighting pack.
Yeah, exactly.
Scenery. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We need that.
We need more fantasy stuff. You know, the mermaid one was great, but there was only one. But what about all the elves or witch club or, I don't know, something like that?
Or let's catch the Irish people and at the fairy stuff they have on Ireland.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ask someone from Ireland, it's real. It's not made up. They exist. So go there. Get some stories.
The film location is also so great. Imagine verticals filming in Scotland or Ireland. Oh, holy moly. With all the mystery landscapes and... Oh.
The castles. Castles or German castles.
We have also great castles here in Germany. I have a really shiky, Mickey great castle here directly in my hometown. I shot a movie in it with a French production company. We shot
that's amazing.
Yeah, that was so great. It was a movie about the Second World War. And every morning when I went into the castle and got into the hair and makeup and came out, it was like a time capsule, pew, back to Second World War. It was so great. It was so great.
And with all
the mystery on this castle, oh, holy, that was really fantastic one. And I think also the castles in Germany, but also the landscapes in Germany would fit perfectly for a vertical storyline. You don't know.
Yeah,
you don't need always the billionaire mansion CEO. Yeah.
And even if you do, we have Starnberger See.
Yeah, true.
That's luxury.
Oh, yes, that's true. And we have some really luxury hotels to shoot in.
Exactly. Yeah.
Makes sense. But to be honest, I'm a bit done with this billionaire shit. I would love to see more co-blue worker stuff. And yeah. I said more down-to-earth stuff, more storylines where the audience can get better connected to.
Yeah, I know what I've been missing. I just remembered that one. I want a vertical with a single mom who's not been judged for being a single mom.
Yeah, and a single mom who don't need a man to survive.
Exactly, because we're not a damsel in distress.
Yeah, you can tell that. I'm not. I don't have kids, but I think that's, you know, in a lot of verticals, every time the women are so weak and the women
yes.
need to get hooked up by a man or get pregnant by a man or whatever so that they can move in with the man and that they can survive. So that's the classic picture they try to make out of a woman. And I hate that one.
Yes.
You know? Look, I'm a prof at the university, and all the professor's verticals is always a man.
Yeah.
With a weak, silly student girly. Come on. I cannot watch these shows because for me, they are so ridiculous. Or I would see more verticals where a powerful lady is the CEO or leading the company or whatever.
Oh, there are some, not many. But there yeah. are some. What I would love, my favorite vertical from Teak is After Divorce, I Entered My Cougar Era. I love this one because she is a bit older than he. Mm-hmm. And she owns the hotel. Mm-hmm. She takes it from her husband who managed the hotel. And it's like... It's what we're missing, in my opinion. But he's such a cutie.
Yeah, I know. And you know what I want to see? A Western vertical.
Yes.
We have so many great actors who
can. In space. I want space. Not something like he flies to space and comes back 5 years and.
Ah, the classic one. I'm gone for 5 years. You have to recredit that I'm gone. No, you mean like, let's say Star Wars action or what?
Yes.
Huh. Yes. Yeah, makes sense.
Yes, and we need Nick Ritacco in that one, actually.
Why? Nick Ritacco as an astro? Really?
Space cowboy.
But to be honest, I don't know what you're thinking about. I'm so craving for this first pirate vertical.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I spoke to Nick Westaway and what he told me about this shooting stuff and what BTS, we saw a lot of BTS from that one. It was so great.
Yes.
I hope that this vertical hits the market, that we will see more out of them.
Yes, absolutely. Area. Oh, and what I really need, what I keep mentioning in my stories and whenever I write with someone who can actually sing, we need the musical vertical.
Many actors who can sing so good.
Luke Brewer.
Oh, yes. He flashed me totally when I saw this. Same. I didn't expect that.
I still hear that song.
Didn't expect that. Even in a minute that he can sing so great. But to be honest, we have so many great singers. Look at Erin Orcutt. When she's singing in her storylines, I'm always like, oh, that's so nice. Or Michael Vaccaro told me that he could sing really good. Or Sofia De Lucchi. Or Brooke Muldrow. Musical.
Yes.
There would be a lot of potential doing a great musical out of that.
Yeah.
Because there are so many great dancers also.
Yeah. Tyler Scherer and Jesse Morales.
Oh, holy yes. That would be a great...
Give me a magic mic.
Yeah, Jesse Morales. but he's also exclusive, actually.
Yeah, sadly.
At the moment. Yeah. But Jesse Morales, with his dancing skills and his abs, oh, crap.
Yeah. And make it a dance-off with Tyler Shearer.
Oh, yes. Yeah, got it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Where do we have to place this wish? We need... It's all about the money, you know, Vicky?
Yeah.
I told a lot of the actors, I will win the jackpot, the lottery.
Yes.
Then we have a lot of money, and then we can do all the verticals we want to see. We don't need these TV platforms. We can make our own platform and shoot our own verticals with a story.
Yeah, or we buy ourselves into Candy Jar and make those verticals.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Yes.
That we can be the German king of verticals.
Yes. Oh, I'd love that.
That sounds like a plan. That sounds totally like a plan for 2026. Vicky, on the end of every episode, I'm asking a 5-question quickie. If you heard another episodes, I think you knew that.
Yes.
So, first question of all, what's your favorite dish?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, yes. Why did I tell that lately? A great spaghetti bolognese, you can eat every time. You can even eat cold. It is also cold.
Yeah. Great. Yes.
It's
a agree.
With whom I spoke about spaghetti bolognese that you can eat. I think with Jeff. I don't know. Because when I was working, I lived in Milano for 6 months. And I was told by an old nonna from one of my colleagues how to make a really good bolognese.
My recipe is Italian too. Yes.
And I love that. Same. Oh, that makes me thinking I could do a bolognese tomorrow. Because I have a big own garden. I'm harvesting my own tomatoes every year. And I'm creating, with all the Italian herbs in my garden, a tomato sauce every year. And then you only have to get the meat and then the sauce together. And it's
okay, I'm coming with my kids tomorrow, okay?
Fine. No problem. As I'm always saying, everyone is welcome who wants to come to my house, to my sound garden. Everyone can join me here. I'm always open to meet people in reality.
I actually already Googled the sound garden.
That's a good one that you are live in Germany too. So yes. It's not so impossible to get here.
Yeah, exactly. I just need to check with my kids. I'm not sure.
Spoiler the date on the 4th of July. Yeah, here in Germany, we don't celebrate the American holiday. We are celebrating this year the 10th episode of Michaela Soundgarden on the 4th of July. So if anyone wants to join, let me know. Everyone is welcome. That was a little advertising in this episode from my Soundgarden. Okay. So, yeah, true. Now I'm starving a spaghetti bolognese. Holy crap. I have to make one tomorrow, I think. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I have to. Do you have a comfort movie to watch? A movie you really liked and you rewatch a lot of time?
A vertical or movie?
A movie. A classic one. A horizontal.
A horizontal. Oh, dear. Yes, I have, but it's been so long. I switched them. But, yeah, like, my kids recently got me hooked on K-pop Demon Hunters. I really like the songs.
Okay.
It's not really comforting, but it's a good one actually. But the last years I watched actually TV, it usually were series and not films.
To be honest, since I started watching verticals, I barely used my TV.
Same. I didn't watch a TV show for like 2 years, 3 years. I yeah. The last year before I started with Verticals, yeah. I streamed exclusively.
We are deeply trapped. We are so deeply trapped.
Okay. Yes.
So if there isn't any or any big comfort movie, what about song, music? What's your favorite?
Yes.
What are you listening to?
Everything except Volksmusik and Schlager.
Okay, but sometimes Schlager could be really funny.
No.
Yeah.
Never. I really can't stand Schlager. It's
Helene Fischer.
No. Never.
Okay, that's an insider. I think the US people don't know who we're talking about, but it's fine. But to be honest, I was so shocked. Lucas Silva posted once a story. It's a few weeks, a month ago, with the background music of Modern Talking.
I've seen that.
I wrote him a message and said, "What's wrong with you using Modern Talking as a background music?"
Yes.
And he said, "Yeah, a good friend of mine said this is a great song." No.
It's almost offensive to use Modern Talking.
Sherry, sherry, lady. Listen to emotion. Yeah. All the people who don't know Modern Talking, check it out. It's, let's say, special 1890 yes. music.
Yes.
Holy crap. Yeah. Okay. So, exceptional Schlager and, yeah, I get that.
Yes.
I get that. So, two questions left. One, we spoke a little bit about which genre you want to see new or more in a vertical space.
Musical.
And I would love to see more comedy.
Yes, but we already have a lot of comedy.
No, but really once. I spoke with Ryan Watson about a parody about making verticals.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
With all the classic vertical trope, but making fun out of them.
Make it Monty Python.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That could Adam Chisner get perfectly the lead.
Yes. Yes. I would die of laughing. Causing death. Laughing.
Yeah, because his reels are so great. Did you saw yeah. Adam Chisner's reel when he was a bride and you hear the background song of The Millionaire Show?
Yes.
I rewatched that so many times because I really like that. He made so much fun out of the vertical trope. You caught your husband cheated on your wedding day. What do you do? That's the type of humor I want to see in a vertical parody. Exactly.
Yes. Make him write the script and yeah. be the lead.
Okay. At this point, Adam Chisnell, call for Adam Chisnell for parody vertical lead. I'm thinking yes. about who could do the female one.
He.
Yeah, makes sense. He can do both parts.
Okay, yes, sorry. Absolutely. Sorry, it works.
Makes sense. You're true. Makes sense. Yeah. Last question. Which one is your actually favorite vertical? Do you have one?
Yeah. Yes. Which yes. One?
Spill it.
Yeah, after divorce, I enter my cougar era. Yeah.
What do you like on that? What's your favorite about that?
The similarities to my own life.
Okay.
Actually, my oldest son is called Luca, like the son in the vertical. the sun in the vertical is gay. My son is gay too.
Okay. So have your own vertical life.
Yes. Yes. He was scared to come out.
Yeah.
But he did, pretty young actually. And I told him, I don't care who you love. You can love who you want. And my love doesn't have any conditions because you're my son. And no matter what you do, I will always love you. And I've seen that in the speech she has in the end when they sit on the couch together. And my last boyfriend, I don't miss him, but my last boyfriend's nickname was Matthew. That's another one. And he could be romantic. He was not the biggest romantic, but we had some nice hours.
Yeah, that's at least good, even if there were, even yes. When you broke up, that there were some nice hours. So that's always good.
Yeah, yeah. And beside that, I just like Teague, his acting. It's like calming me. It doesn't matter how stressful my day was. When I see a vertical with Teague, I feel calm afterwards. And when I watch a vertical with, for example, Mark Vega, I'm calm while I watch the vertical.
Yeah.
But when the vertical is over, I'm back in the state I've been before I started the vertical. Like my emotions are on hold. And when I watch a vertical with Teague, it's just, I'm calm, even afterwards. And
So Teague is like a psychologist to you.
Yes.
I asked Teague if he wants to play my doctor because we spoke about shooting a vertical about my heart surgery, and I asked Teague if you want to be my cardiologist in this one, and he said yeah. So he's kind of like in a doctor and taking care.
I could totally see that.
I will send you a picture later. We already constructed the poster for the show. You will love it. That's a thing I won't show to everyone. It's special. Oh, it's a podcast, so you only have an audio file. Oh, I'm sorry for that. No, just kidding. Vicky, I thank you so much for your time and talking to me for this episode. It was a pleasure. And I hope you will keep up the great work with your list, because it makes so many things easier in this vertical space. And I wish you a great vertical year 2026. And I'm sure we will talk again one day, maybe in 2 years or stuff like that, because as we said, we are trapped and we can't get out. And I'm sure we are still in 2 years. So maybe we can do another episode then. Thank you so much for talking to me, and I wish you all the best. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.